The question was asked, there's a custom where some Sephardi families will make blessings on fruits, vegetables, and nuts just prior to their meal on Shabbos morning, Shabbos day, and this is a way to make more blessings on Shabbat. If one wants to adopt that custom, is there any reason not to adopt that custom? That was the question asked. So firstly, one who is Chozer B'tshuva should ideally take on customs in a uniform way. So if you're taking on Ashkenazi customs, then you should take on Ashkenazi customs. It is referenced in the Laws of Blessings by the Magen Avraham and Taz. They do discuss this custom, and they say it's a bad custom. They say that it's a bracha sheina tzricha, that to make blessings before the meal when you could just as well cover it with the hamotzi of the meal, that's making blessings when it is not necessary. Now, if one has that custom, if one is a Sephardi and that's his family custom, so fine, his custom wins. But if one does not have that custom, so then, again, we would say, if he's chozer b'tshuva into that family or into that custom, to that community that has that custom, so then he'll take on their customs, including that. But if one is going to decide, hey, that's a nice custom, let me do that, it's not such a great custom to do that with, because there are opinions that say that that's a bracha sheina tzricha, that's making a blessing that's unnecessary. And again, in general, one should try to adopt a uniform set of customs. If one comes from an Ashkenazi background, it's preferable to go with Ashkenazi. If one comes from Sephardi background, it's preferable to go with Sephardi. Wherever one's parents came from, that's preferable. If one is a convert, so then one can choose one which community one is going to join. But one should not pick and choose. I'll do this custom from this community and that custom from that community. That can lead to a lot of confusion and to halachic inconsistencies, where one will contradict oneself in one's actions. And it's very hard to think through where halacha is going to be relevant, where my custom over here is going to affect halacha somewhere else. Because customs are based on a halachic perspective. There's a reason why we do a certain custom, and then that has other ramifications. And what one should try to avoid doing is what's called in halacha tarti desatre, two actions that contradict one another. A person might be lenient in kashering their kitchen for Pesach, saying that, let's say for example, saying that Irui Kli Rishon is Mevashel, even though we don't say that halachically, but a person might argue, I want to pour out of a kettle and say that pouring out of a kettle cooks it, so that's enough to kasher my countertop. Great, but then you have to realize that on Shabbos, that's a huge stringency, saying that pouring out of one vessel into another is also going to cook. So on Pesach, he's thinking about the laws of Pesach, but it might have relevance to the laws of Shabbos, etc. So that's why I'm saying it's very often it's hard to gauge where my actions in one area will affect halacha in another area. And so that's why we say you try to go with one custom, because the customs were developed by rabbis over centuries. So they paid attention to where there might be a halachic inconsistency over time. It's been refined and honed. If one is going to pick and choose his own thing, so then aside from the fact that that's improper halachically, he's also running the risk of contradicting himself. And that's very hard to preclude if we're inventing our own customs.